Live from Gary O'Neill Studios in Baltimore.
You're listening to the Sea Plan News Show. Gary O'Neill.
All right, here you go.
Welcome to the Sea Plan News Show with me, professional mindset coach, business coach, relationship coach, Mr. Gary O'Neill Jr. And as always, when you see me out here in the streets, because you know it's Piscean season, and by the time you check this out, it should be my birthday. All right. Please don't forget the Junior. Shout out to Pops. We have another Power Pack podcast here on the show, where we're going to go season 6, episode 129, entitled Make It Easy. And in this episode, we're going to go right over how you can identify and create systems to make it easy for yourself. And we're also going to talk about how to use that FIND, F-I-N-D technique to be able to effectively solve problems easier. All right, can I get to my shout outs? Oh, as always, my day one A1 listeners, shout out to you. People that are watching this for the first time, people that are listening to this for the first time, wherever you are, whenever you are, thank you, thank you, thank you. My OGs, my candy corn crew, people that are watching this outside the US, outside of the US, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, there are over 1 million new podcasts. And if you decided that this is the podcast you're going to take time to listen to today, I so appreciate that. All right. And I look forward for us to take a journey. All right. So without further ado, we got to our shout outs. All right. Can I get to my Sea Plan Do moment of the week? Absolutely. So right after a brief word from our sponsor, we'll get right to it.
Are you looking to get certified in CPR, first aid, or other life-saving skills? Heart Savers Maryland is your premier CPR training facility. Individual and classroom sessions available. Schedule your training at heartsaversmd.com. Each second counts. Get trained today.
All right, your Sea Plan Do moment of the week is entitled Curious George. So some of you guys may not know, I'm back into school. I'm going to be a therapist, a marriage and family therapist. So one of the questions, you know, so of course, throughout the assignments, one of the things is, one of the assignments we had to do, I came across an amazing quote by Walt Whitman. And the quote says, be curious, not judgmental. And I thought about how that is so powerful, that so many times, instead of being curious and asking questions, we jump right into judgment. we jump right into asking questions that are really, really not questions, that they're really, really loaded. And we don't take the time to try to understand where someone came from. And so all I ask you today is, before we exact judgment on a person, place, or thing, be curious. Ask the questions. All right? Be curious. That is your Seed Plan Dude moment of the week, entitled Curious George. All right? So moving right along, can we get to our Greenlight Entertainment song of the week? Absolutely. Now, of course, if you're watching this on YouTube, you know that we can't play all the music. But guess what? If you have not already liked, shared, and subscribed, please go ahead and do that now. All right? You can also follow along with any song that I had throughout the week, as well as any song, you know, that's in the intro song or the song of the week. There's a playlist right at the bottom, and you'll be able to follow along as well as that. All right, so right after a brief word from another amazing sponsor, if I do say so myself, we'll get right to it.
Having a wedding, birthday party, or other social or corporate event, contact Greenlight Entertainment today. With our experienced DJs, quality sound, and professional service, we look to make your event the event. Check us out on the web at www.greenlightentertain.com. With Greenlight Entertainment, you have the green light.
It's definitely wedding season, party season. It is any type of event season where you need quality music and quality DJing, if I do say so myself. All right. So season 6, episode 129. All right. And it's entitled Make It Easy. Now, if you saw the artwork, you saw that guy. His name is Kobe Lane. And he always does this when we see something that just is out of the way. People are doing something that's so weird. And we should just make it easy. So when we're talking about making it easy, because we're just jumping right to the entree. Some people say, hey, life is hard and difficult. Now, I'll say to you that life is not hard and difficult. All right. There might be some things in life that might be hard and difficult. All right. But life in itself is not hard and difficult. But sometimes we make life harder than what it needs to be. We make things harder in our life and than they need to be. And today's episode is about how can you make it easy? And sometimes it just takes a simple review of what's going on. So I'm going to go over 7 things. Look at that. 7 things for you. All right. 7 things to help you make things easier in your life. Number one is asking yourself, what are you frustrated with? What are you frustrated with right now? You know, when you think about your life right now, if you say the main thing that's causing me frustration is this, you know, what is your frustration? What is your pain point? All right. You should be able to answer that. What are you, if every day you're waking up on the quote unquote wrong side of the bed, what is your frustration? What is the issue right now? What are you frustrated with? You know, And so I am a firm believer that every problem has a solution. Even personally, you know, I have a schedule for myself. I realize that when I get away from my schedule, it makes it harder for me. All right. It makes it harder for me for my schedule, you know, when I don't focus on my schedule. One of my pain points was that because I do so many things, I didn't have time to clean the house in the effort and level that I wanted to do. So you know what I did? Just hired a cleaning company. Did not regret that decision. All right. I use tons of apps right now. You may notice that outside of when I have BTB, did that come in here? One of the biggest things is if you've been with me a long time, you know, we can be honest and say that, hey, it might be some videos that may not be definition wise, may not be the best. Okay. And that's because guess what? If I'm recording from my phone, right? My phone at the time wasn't the best phone. It wasn't the updated phone. It wasn't a new phone. Guess what? I'm recording from the latest phone right now. It made it easier for me when I looked at, hey, well, how can I record from the back of the phone and face me? Guess what? The company, you know, this phone, I mean, I would release the name of the phone if they paid me, you know, but this phone allows me to connect with my computer seamlessly. So that way I can look at myself without having to get a mirror or anything like that. They made it easy for me. There might be some tweaks and some things I might need to do, but guess what? I'm doing it now. What apps can you use? What technology can you use to make it easier for yourself? So the first question is, what are you frustrated with? What is your pain points? Points where you have issues. And your job, because it's only you, you know you. Ask the right questions. Okay? Ask the right questions, because every problem does have a solution. And if it doesn't have a solution, then guess what? You have to accept it as fact. You know, even right now throughout the show, there's certain things that I want to improve on, but they all have a solution. You're in your life, the areas that you have a problem with have a solution. You just need to ask the right questions to unlock the answers. All right, that's number one. Number two is make a daily routine. I cannot stress this enough. I have done almost 130 episodes, and every single time I have done the same thing over and over again. It doesn't matter if I have amazing guests on the show. It doesn't matter if I'm rolling solo dolo. It does not matter. When I do the show, I do the same thing. Write it out. I know what I'm going to say. I have the schedule. But again, you got to think, since day one, I have been doing this. I've been doing the same thing. And when you have a schedule, when you have a structured list, it makes it easier for you. When you start a routine, there's a lot of willpower that needs to happen to push you to get there. But once you start making a routine, remember we talked about habit on the show. When you start making a routine, you don't have to worry about it. Now it automatically happens. Okay? So make a structured to-do list of things that you do normally. Start off by saying, what do I do every single day? What do I do every day? Set specific times. Okay? What time are you getting up? You know, stick to it even when you don't want to do it. Even when you don't want to do it. Right now, my schedule, even though I have, like, I work overnight, I work in the daytime, I still can make a schedule to put all the things that I want in. So if I say, hey, I want to walk every day, the answer is there. I just need to fit it. I need to implement it and put it in my schedule for it to have time for it. Too many people come to me as a client and they say, well, I don't have the time. Let me pull you up. Let me get closer. Can I get close? Let me pull this chair. Come here. You do have the time. Oh, we got the time. We got the time. It is honestly a matter of us just prioritizing it and putting it in there. If I right now told you, hey, if you work out consistently every day for 30 days, I'll give you $10,000. I bet you you'll be a gym rat. I bet you that if someone was to give you a reward for you being structured and disciplined, you would do it. Just think about it. Somebody is. It's you. So just make sure you make a daily routine to make it easy for yourself. You know, hey, when do I need to wash clothes? When do I need to lay out the clothes for the kids? You know, hey, what am I going to eat for breakfast? What am I going to eat for lunch? What am I going to eat for dinner? I have things structured. I already know what when my kids are here, I already know what they're eating for breakfast. I already know what they're going to eat for lunch. I already know what they're going to eat for dinner. Now, of course, we can switch it on the fly, but everything is structured. Create that daily routine, that daily structure. I promise you that take a pen and piece of paper and write out from the time that you want to get up to the time you go to bed. If you structure it, you're going to be so relieved at how much stress is off of you, because now you can say, well, when am I going to work out? Oh, okay. And in my schedule right now, I will want to work out Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, right? But Monday is pretty booked. As far as what I would want to do, Wednesday is pretty booked. But then you know what I saw? Oh, I can work out. I can walk every day. And I can do strength training on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. And it took me, honestly, all of 10 minutes to come up with that. But I'm a trained professional. It might take you 9 or 8. All right? So make that daily routine. Number 3, season 6, episode 129, make it easy. Number 3 is plan ahead and stay organized. We've heard the phrase, poor planning leads to poor performance. That is 100% true. As a DJ, doing a podcast, anything, if you are not planning effectively, you're not going to do well. I cringe at sometimes my fellow podcasters when I don't, like, even if I come on that show and I say, what are we going to talk about? And they don't have a clear plan, it's not going to go well. As a DJ, I like to show up to an event, honestly, at minimum an hour and a half earlier. Now, I could say an hour. It doesn't take me that long to set up. But I like to show up an hour and a half earlier, almost 2 hours, if I really don't have anything to do. Just set up there. It makes it easy for me. It lowers the anxiety. All right? Plan it out. You're going to do something. What are you going to wear for work this week? You're focusing on your eating. You know how we mess up? Because we don't plan. And because we don't plan to, we don't meal prep. You have to sort of go with whatever's around. And you know what's around? Bad stuff. So plan ahead and stay organized. Even your room, wherever you are, your office, just take a moment just to organize your stuff. Okay? That's number 3. Number 4 is focus on your health. Listen, it doesn't matter what you're doing. It doesn't matter all these things that we're talking about. If your health is not a priority, you won't even be here to even reap the benefits of you making it easy for yourself. Whether it's Maslow's hierarchy of needs, you could check that out. No matter what, at the forefront, at the base of any type of self-development is health. You know, I'm going to make an episode where we talk about body positivity. And I honestly think that we use body positivity in a wrong way. And we'll talk about that later on in the season. But you right now, if you know you have issues, go see your healthcare practitioner, put together a plan, and look to be in your best health possible. If you don't do that, you're not going to be here. You can't expect to get up early on time if your health is damaged, if you're not eating right, you're not sleeping right, you're not working out, you're not doing any type of moving around. Your health is going to deteriorate, and it doesn't matter. Just imagine a car that has a really nice candy paint on it, wonderful wheels, even that fresh black ice air freshener that we always love. It doesn't matter if the outside looks good, if the inside is, if the engine is messed up, the transmission is messed up. So please, I implore you, please go get checked out. We need you here. All right. So number four is focus on your health. Number five is declutter. How many emails you got right now? Oh man, I know I'm talking to you. Because I know it was talking to me. One time I looked at my emails, I had 10,000 emails. Spam, you know, all types of, I couldn't stand it. So one day I took the whole day to just reduce everything. I got down to 1,000 emails that will work for me. So when you're looking at, you know, what's in your house, what's in your office, what's in your life, what's in your head that you need to declutter? All right, remove things, you know, clean up your house. You know, is you coming home and is everything just hoarded over you like you're a hoarder? You know, just go ahead and get structured. You know, when you get that structure, what do you need right now? What don't you need? Get rid of it. If you don't need it, get rid of it. Look at your closet. Look at your life and say, what areas can I declutter? Okay. Number six is relationships. Now, we talked about yourself mainly, but you know what? Some of the biggest stressors, some of the biggest issues that we have is relationships. So if you're able to, you know, look at the relationships you have and work on them. You know, are there things that you need to improve on? Is there things that you need to do? Just work on that relationship. You know, if you can find it in your heart to forgive a person that you've had a problem with, forgive that person. Sometimes we don't want to forgive a person, and that's like taking a hot piece of coal and holding it in our hand, expecting that the other person feel it. Forgive the person. I'm not saying that if they've done something so egregious against you that it's a problem, but guess what? Turn around and just simply, you know, if you can forgive them, it's about you. It's not about them. I'm going to say it again. Let me pull up on you because I really got to get up from this chair. Oh. See, look at that. This chair got to go. I'm done, right? This chair is done. So if you can forgive the person, forgive them. And it's not really about them. It's about allowing you to have that space in your heart to move on. And if you need to, just like you're decluttering your closet, just like you're decluttering your office space, just like you're decluttering that garage, if you need to, remove people from your life. If they're not serving you, they're not motivating you, they're not pouring into you, they're not providing for you, they're not, you know, being a source of outreach, like if you have an issue, if they're not creating these things for you, they're not pouring into you, you're pouring into them. You can't sharpen your iron against their iron. They're just here basking in your success. They're just here creating problems for you. Remove them. Get rid of them. And I know you're like, well, dang, Gary. What I'm saying, I'm not telling you to, you know, what I'm saying is that your life is precious. Your time and energy is precious. And we can't spend it on people that are just going to be vampires. They're just going to be leeches. If they can't support you, they can't promote you, they can't encourage you, they can't look after you, they're fair weather friends, whatever, man. Look at people in your life and say, I need to keep these people. But if somebody is draining you, man, get rid of them. So as I get to number seven, let me just recap. Number one is identifying what you're frustrated with. What's your pain point? Number two is making a daily routine that makes it work for you. Look over your whole day. I promise you, you have time to do what you want to do. Number three is plan ahead and stay organized. Because remember, poor planning leads to poor performance. Number four is focus on your health. You won't be here. We have too many instances of obesity, high blood pressure, hypertension, stress, all these things. Please focus on not only your physical health, but your mental health as well. Meditate, do yoga, pray, Take a walk. Where's your me day? Where's your me time? Number five is declutter, and that goes for anything, you know, because you really ultimately want to make a system that makes it easier for you. Number six is focus on those relationships, encouraging, working on those relationships. Understand where you messed up. Have you made it right? Have you done your due diligence? Are you pouring in as you want to be poured into? And number six. Number seven is mindset. I've stopped calling myself a life coach a long time ago. I am a life coach, though. But I've stopped calling myself a life coach for two main reasons. One, everybody nowadays calls themselves a life coach, right? So I don't want to be clumped in with that, right? But the main reason why I changed myself from life coach to mindset and business coach is because all of this stuff, man, all of the things that you want to do, this system that you want to create, all of this stuff starts with your mindset. All right. Recently, just checking out, you know, surfing the web, came across information about struggling versus discomfort. Discomfort, if you start working out today, right? Like yesterday, went for a walk, walking and running, right? Now, my knees right now, that's why I probably have to keep adjusting in my seat. I'm not going to lie, my knees are on fire. And it's okay because there's discomfort there. But you see the smile on my face? It's because it felt good. It felt good being back out there. It felt good seeing that on my watch. I'm not going to tell you who's it by. You know, maybe they'll cut me a check. But my watch that records my activity every day, to see that the exercise goal was done, it wasn't even a problem. Exercise goal was done. Activity goal was done. Moving around was done. All those different things were done. It felt great. So there's discomfort while we're moving and changing and growing, right? We have those growing pains. There is going to be a level of discomfort when you get out of your comfort zone. Because as you have seen in the last previous episode, I talked about your comfort zone will kill you. It's designed to do that. You don't believe me? If you really don't want to be at your job, why didn't you quit yet? Because you feel comfortable. You may hate it, but you feel comfortable. All right. So when we're talking about discomfort versus struggle, discomfort, yeah, are you going to feel a little bit? Are you going to feel when you have to make moves and changes? Absolutely. You know, that's going to happen. When you're starting something new, when you're changing your schedule, you starting to get up at 6 a.m., is there going to be a level of discomfort if you want to get up at 6 a.m.? Maybe. Right now, I fast for 12 hours. I will not eat after 10 p.m., and I will not eat until 2 or 3 p.m. The first 2 days, was there a little bit of discomfort? Sure. But I had already locked in my mindset because I wanted to do certain things. One of my friends, he fasts for days at a time. Discomfort is going to exist. But when you struggle, it is discomfort plus you complaining and resisting. You ever go to the gym? And maybe I'm talking to these personal trainers out here. You ever had a client? And it's one thing to say, hey, I need you to do 10 push-ups, okay? That's discomfort if you're not used to doing it, right? Hey, I need you to run a mile. Walk for 30 seconds, run for 30 seconds. You know, that's going to be a level of discomfort. But you ever been in a gym, whether you're a trainer or just been in the gym, and you've seen somebody with a personal trainer, and it just seems as though when they give the person something to do, it's such a struggle for them to do it. You know why? Because you hit them, oh man, I don't want to do this. Struggling is discomfort plus resistance. That's it. Struggling is discomfort plus you resisting what needs to happen. So what do you need to do in your life to make things easier? You know, I pay my cleaning company. I'm pretty sure, you know, it's not really a lot, you know, but it is a discomfort. I'm pretty sure to my pockets, you know, but what do I get in return? I get that when my kids come home, they come home to a clean area and all I have to do is just focus on washing and clothes. And if I really, really wanted to make it easier myself, I can hire somebody to wash clothes. Me working out, there is going to be a level of discomfort. If it wasn't, then I'm not going hard enough. But I'm not going to wake up and say, oh, man, I hate it. I don't look at Fridays and Mondays any differently. I look at them the same. I give them the same energy. Friday feels good. You know, hey, you're able to relax. But guess what? You can relax on Mondays, too. Mondays is actually, I try to make it Gary Day, where I focus a little bit more on my time, on me time. All right? So changing your mindset. Are you going through discomfort or are you choosing to struggle? Because you're choosing to struggle. If you choose to do it, you go into it. I hate this. You're resisting. You're struggling. And if you struggle and you're choosing to struggle, chances are you're not making it easy for yourself. So make it easy for yourself. All right. That is the end of this episode. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much, man. You know, going into another birthday season, shout out to my Pisces. You know, it's been really amazing, man. So I thank you. All right. You can catch each and every episode weekly, hot, fresh, ready to go. All right. You can check out the episodes on all social media platforms. I'm everywhere. You can check out the C Plan Do Show at cplandoshow.com. All right. I'm on all of the apps and all of the different platforms. So please check me out. Whether you want to listen to me or you want to see me, hey, it's there for you. All right. If you want to be on the show, if you want to be a sponsor of the show, you want to promote your goods or your services to a very supportive audience that can grow your business, please shoot me an email, shoot me a text, send me a message. And as always, guys, you're the best part of the show. You are. So until we see each other again, because we'll see each other. We'll see your schedule. Until we talk again, because you know we're going to talk about everything. And until we share those special, special moments again. Always remember, guys, see what you want to do. Plan it out. Don't struggle. It might be a level of discomfort. And just do it. Remember, your life coach loves you. I want you to write down 3 things that you need to do within 24 hours to make you feel good about you. All right, guys. Same life coaching time, same life coaching channel. See ya!